Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Knoxville Community Service Officer Arlene Worrell with the Knoxville Police Department about Operation Clean Sweep Round Number 2 coming up towards the end of July. Here in Knoxville last year, Arlene, we had a very successful clean sweep program go on. It was actually implemented by retired, now retired, Chief Dan Lasada. Second round here, 2020, Knoxville Police Department decided, let's do this again. It worked out really well last summer. Take us through this year, though. This year, obviously, last year was a big process, a long program trying to instill that here in Knoxville, make sure your yards are cleaned up, make nice looking here for nationals and everybody who comes to Knoxville. This year going to be a little bit different, but still that same idea across the way.
That is true. We are excited to be able to get back out there and bring a version of Operation Clean Sweep. It's going to be more of a mini sweep. Some of the, I guess, thoughts going into it are that we've had a little bit of restrictions in the office due to the COVID-19, so our office is actually at this time closed to the public, and things are just a little different around here. So we're trying to pick up back up and get back up to speed with everything, and we want to get back out there and let the community know we are just as prideful of the community, and we want everybody else to jump on board with that. So
now, when it came to this, obviously last year was more of a bigger deal, obviously, and there was, you know, kind of instilling it in people here in Knoxville is harder to do than just continuing up on that progress of making sure areas are clean. Take us through kind of this year. What are some of the things that you specifically are going, or homeowners should be aware of that you're going to be looking for?
Well, that's a great question. Actually, the revised version makes no difference from last year's version. It just means that the number of houses that we're going to be able to get to are going to be a bit smaller than we did. Last year, we did every property, commercial or residential, in the city of Knoxville. But this year, we're going to just probably be walking to a mini version of that. So with that being said, the codes that we're going to be looking for will be identical. The codes on the book are the same this year as they were last year. So if you have long grass or weeds that need to be cut or mowed, that's going to be an issue. If you've got a vehicle that's we have a description of a junk vehicle sitting in your yard somewhere, that's going to get addressed. Some of the other things that we looked for that are on the bigger end of code enforcement were things like exterior surfaces. So does your house need painted? And so the codes that we're going to be looking for will be the same as they were last year.
Now, obviously, when it comes to this, I know we talked off air, this is not something where it's you got to get it done and you got to get it done now. It is more there's going to be a grace period. There's going to be time for people to get this work taken care of. Take us through what people should expect when it comes to being notified that they are, you know, have issues with their home or their yard.
That's a good question. We actually have on the city code book, and you can please visit our city code anytime if you have questions on what our nuisance codes are, and it's on the city website. So the codes like grass mowing and stuff like that, that's a 48-hour code. So you have 48 hours where that's a reasonable time frame, and we usually have a little extra time. If you give us a call and you have somebody coming to mow your yard 3 or 4 days after, we like to work with everybody. Our goal at the end of it is that the project is done. That's the ultimate goal. So if we need a couple extra days to do that, we want to be giving on that. And then if it's a larger project, it's going to be a more reasonable time for larger projects. So some of the projects that were noted last year might have been a house needed to be painted or something. We did not expect that to happen in 48 hours or even in a week. So we want to have conversations with the property owners and kind of get together what is a reasonable time frame so that, you know, their goal and our goal are both the same, and that we have an end goal in mind together.
Now, obviously, this isn't starting right now. It will be starting later this month. Take us through when residents here in Knoxville can expect to see you guys out and about checking those yards, checking those homes.
We are hoping to be starting the Operation Clean Sweep the third week of July. So that hopefully gives everybody time to be aware and take care of anything that needs to be put in order at their homes before we come visit.
Now, when it comes to any questions regarding this program, people have something sitting outside they don't know what to do with, or they just in general have any questions about it, who do they contact?
You can contact myself here at the Knoxville Police Department, and our number here is 828-0541.
Thanks to Knoxville Community Service Officer Arlene Worrell for joining us on today's program. If you'd like to listen to today's program or past shows, go to knicareless.com and click podcast.